Batter up.
That's I like it.
That's awesome.
It's the two Latins and Vero eyeing each other. It's the Vero Insider. I'm Blake Winston, your drive home. We're so excited to be with you. It's our second week of 1 hour talk time, sharing all of the good exclusives around town, like where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest. I'm joined in the studio with Miss Kitty Wagner, Blue Star. Thank you. Rise of the Guardians. It's a delayed reaction, but I got it. I got it eventually. Yeah,
the question over the break was, what was the name of that book?
What was the name of the book that has all of our Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy.
And the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Sandman.
And we were saying Guardians of the Galaxy, but we knew it was wrong.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie, but it's not a movie with Santa and the Easter Bunny.
But it's not that one. Right. So Faye and I, as mothers of
boys,
knew.
But it's a catchy title, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is a great movie. Yeah. And he was listening to like 70s and Motown, the whole beginning of that one. I particularly like it.
So you see that Guardians of the Galaxy, how there's two G words in there. Just looking at titles, I'm talking about just looking at words, just looking at letters, just looking at techniques. Sports titles are the best. The Dolphins down the whoever. And looking at everything that's going on during the summer that's really of interest to kids, let them see it in print, point it out. Share some words, look at the ideas. We're talking about summer reading.
And that's your number one tip, is making it fun, right?
I really think making it fun is important. But, you know, I mentioned before break about the five-finger technique, the who, what, where, when, why, which we all forget, but we've heard it 100 times.
Right.
Kids forget those things. If you take the concept of talk, and I use the word elaboration because children are very often tempted to say
one-word answers.
No, yes, maybe, I don't think so. So the other game, remember this game, folks? Come on, you're driving in your car. Do you remember categories? What's the category? Category's animal. Okay, how many legs? Where does it live? So you take that game and you do that question game. Even the youngest of children get involved in this. And that's really something that we're talking about. Talking, listening. We're talking about song lyrics. We're talking about sports. We're talking about music. Hey, maybe that wasn't in their school book.
Well, it's appealing
it's
to what they like.
It's still something that they like.
If you take something that they like.
Tap into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether
Non-fiction.
It be music or sports or something that's a reality-based.
They don't have to read those. They don't have to read those stories that start and ended happily ever after. They can just read facts. And, you know, the child that's really not that interested in reading, or maybe you think they are intimidated by reading, one page of facts is a great place to start.
Definitely.
Even
so.
One
That's
paragraph
wonderful
of
advice.
Facts.
And start with something that they like. That's the key.
Yep.
If you know your child likes sports, if you know your child likes music,
Absolutely.
Even if it's dance, movies, you know, everybody says, well, they can't. You know what? Get a movie that has subtitles.
Before you go to that movie, let's look it up on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's read about that movie.
Exactly.
Let's look how many stars there are. Oh. Let's look at some of those techniques. You know, we used to do this all the time with movies and the kinds of things that people take for granted now because they can access it on technology. Don't count technology out. Technology reading
is important
reading. But
you're using it as a tool. What you just suggested, all of it was able to have those things at your fingertips. And
we
our kids
had a little
are
contest right here in the studio, ladies. We had a contest right now as you speak during the break.
Definitely
what was
so.
The name of that movie? Find that name. Line or Google it. It's all information.
Faye did not fall back on a man. She got it.
She came up with it first. She's an independent woman.
She's like, I got this.
Jeez, please. Yeah.
There you go.
It's our Faye, though, that's going to come through and be super girly and make any event super floral and fantastic. So don't do. Oh, I'm so independent. Oh, whatever.
It's okay.
That was fantastic.
You know, almost all textbooks have some kind of relationship to whatever the subject in the textbook is that relates to cause and effect or something that comes first and something that comes next. That sequence. We're talking about compare and contrast. I know that sounds a little schooly, so just move away from that summer reading, parents and kids, and just think about those techniques, though. What can you do? Well, what's the difference between soccer and football? What's the difference between what you do maybe in the winter as a sport and what you do in the summer as a sport? Compare and contrast, cause and effect, sequence. Those are key things for every textbook that you will ever read.
And for the single moms, I totally recommend rugby.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The understanding
and rules
rough for the kids, but the boys are all for the moms. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those rugby players?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
She's clearly a fan.
I've got two uniforms.
Exactly.
She's clearly a fan of the boys in rugby uniforms.
We love
speaking
rugby.
Of boys and speaking of girls, Dr. Riley, you're actually there at the Boys and Girls Club, right? And they're hosting.
No. I work with Big Brothers and Big Sisters,
oh,
but for 30 years, I was a professor in Fort Pierce right here locally. I am born and raised here in Vero Beach, so
oh, nice.
I've been to school in Vero Beach, elementary school, high school. My whole career was spent trying to get people who are seeking a college degree who think maybe they can't write a freshman English paper. I'm afraid to write that 500-word essay. Oh, do I really have to read that book? Or do you know that by the first week in college, students are assigned to read 500 words of text, which they typically opt out and call, I'm going to skip it.
Really?
So really, if you know the technique of skim and scan, and you know how to look up a number in a phone book, parents, give your child the job looking up numbers in phone books.
Oh, that's
skimming
great.
And awesome. Scanning, alphabetical order.
They're developing
all these
technique
are really
those
simple skills.
See, things so that child kids labor, eat. Even small stuff
even
like
small
that
stuff.
Makes a big difference.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of putting
question
my kids
for you.
To work.
I'm curious, Do you feel that technology has helped or hindered some of the learning processes?
Well,
the years?
One of my favorite articles is called Did Google Really Make Us Stupid? And I like to assign that to freshman college students because the idea is I think my drawback with technology is that it reduces your focus because hyperlinks take you from one thing to another and it allows you to skip around. In a test that a student must take, there's no skipping around. Although if you read in a textbook, it might be a good thing. So I'm going to kind of skip that and avoid that question and tell me, and you know what? There's no going away from technology. Technology
right.
reading
it's here,
is important.
It's here.
It's here. Mm-hmm. We have to use it. In fact, you've heard all these tests that students are taking. They're taking on technology-based platforms.
Right.
And we need to
it's
be able to read on technology.
Process, but it's happening.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, that's
so,
why Google charges for the first three lines for any subject matter heading. Most people only get through the first
yes.
3 to 5 sentences on any point or any length of it. That's why that actually you want to get all the information within that.
Wow.
And that's proven.
Then you got to become quite the wizard of words in
but
order
see,
to make
I,
that
I,
happen.
I think that, you know, I totally agree with what you just said. I absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't have any children, but, you know, I've been in many relationships with children around me and I have nieces and nephews. And I know that my brothers and my friends who are parents are worried about this technology thing. And I am completely technologically inept. I suck at even answering my telephone. And it's true. But I watch them hunt and skip around and I realize that it's remapping the brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's remapping the human brain. And I'm not afraid of that. I think that children process information so much faster than we did. When we were kids, because we were out, you know, chasing rainbows and stuff like that, and it was great. But now their brains are getting to the point where they can process, analyze, and what they need to do is to be able to take all the information they get and be able to analyze it, which they're doing.
They compute
at
very
incredibly,
quickly.
Incredibly
yes.
fast. And make decisions because the whole world is changing and everything around us. It's not just technology. Everything is
oh, definitely.
Everything
so.
Is changing. It's seismic.
But
what I do like is all my friends who are now in their, you know, these kids get into that technology and they do that and then they get it and they're really smart and they're moving the world, you know, faster into the future than it's ever
true.
Gone before, which is we're always speeding up ever
right.
since man, however we got here, I don't even know. It was a long time ago. I wasn't drinking then.
But the point is, everything that we thought
moving,
were not possible
everything
is possible.
Is moving faster. Mm-hmm. But I do like the fact that these kids hit like the 20s and they're like, you know, middle to late 20s. They got it. They're being productive. They're contributing to
sweet
society.
Sweet little millennials.
And then
thank
they all
you.
Go
that's
out
a great generation.
And get a subscription to Outside Magazine because suddenly they want to go camping because it seems like a great idea, but they have no idea how to do it.
And they read about
so
it. That's
what
true.
They're doing is
or
they're
go
swapping.
To YouTube and they watch that.
Yeah,
let me
well,
see how
right.
you do this.
How do
you
put
but, you know, information
they're swapping their
sorting.
Experiences on the backside. When they get to the point where they can support themselves And now it used, you know, it used to be a two family situation and one person would work and everybody was supported. And now it's every man for himself because that's the way that the world works
every
these days.
Man, woman, or child.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go all so academic you on you now for your, just a minute.
Oh,
and,
please.
And I'm just saying, really, later. There's a fancy word for this, which is fluency. And really, I, no matter what test you're talking about, and parents that are out there, listen, you know, tests are not going away. They're going to be tests. They're going to be tests to get into any kind of program. My husband used to work for Milton Bradley, and before he worked for Milton Bradley, he had to take
fun.
A test.
Right.
How you know, where are they going to place you? So kids need to realize that it's not something that we're really ever going to get away from, and every test has some kind of reading on it because that's the way tests are designed.
Whether you're
reading
on a computer screen
or you're reading
on
flat paper. So here's a word for you. The word is fluency, and the word fluency really kind of tailors back around to whether technology is a gift or not. Because you must be able to read connected text fast enough. And what happens is that because of technology, a lot of our students, they skip around on tests and they can't face reading two pages of connected text. So here you go, parents. Here's a quick tip for the summer reading tip. Don't tell the kids. Get the egg timer out. Have them read something out loud. Time it for 1 minute. You have them count up. How many words did you read in that minute? Because the research is going to show you, and you can ask them to Google it for themselves. This is especially for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Right.
How many words can you read in a minute is going to predict how well you can do on a standardized test. So
absolutely
sometimes
true.
You need to be able to
That's
read
great advice.
With some speed.
That is great advice.
And just to add to the challenge we're seeing with the moonshot moment is the digital divide. Low-income kids don't have access to the phone. So sometimes the only reason way they're able to get on Google is, you know, if they have that limited time in school or if they, you know, perhaps go to the library. So it's causing a big barrier, too, that we're finding where, you know, upper and middle income kids are really growing at a faster rate than lower income just because they don't have the technology.
Sure, yeah.
This is very interesting. The one thing that I would like to point out, though, and as a mother of boys and boys who typically overall, not my boys in general, but boys just as a broad group, they are said to be not as academically as quick as girls, for example. And I always stress to my boys to not view it as a test. Granted, the school is telling you it's a test, but really it's just a game. And do you want to get a high score
Absolutely.
Or a low score?
Absolutely. Show it to them as a game. Absolutely.
Right?
Because, you
it's
know, here's
test.
The thing. How
it's a
many
game.
Students,
it's a game.
How be they boys or girls, you know, they like to know who's the fastest runner, who can shoot
Everything.
The most, who
so
has
remain
to, who can
yeah.
yeah, it has to be something that they see as a game. And academics really are a game. So
at the end
come
of the
on,
day.
Parents, let's have a good time. Let's just read some things for fun. Let's make it something that can have, oh, I did this, and then maybe a month from now I might do this. And so
and
I think that's a really good point. It's a really good point. Also,
like think so.
All kinds of kids with video games, they know all about the rules for video games, but do you think they know the 13 marks of punctuation? Tell them to Google image that.
I don't know if I
just
know the
Google image
marks
the 13 marks of punctuation and look at
I'm
them.
The
and
now
I
want
to know. Google it, please, Faye.
Oh, come on.
If I were to text, my husband it's going to take too long.
There
Listen,
she goes.
Before we go away on our commercial break, I just want you to make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com. You check out our sponsors. For example, Sandridge, Fox & Nails, White Glove, Pack Mail, and Vero Beach Magazine. Don't go anywhere. There's more stores where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Cheers.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Do your kids love to jump, flip, swim, and soar? Then Christie's Fitness is the place to be this summer. Coming this July to Christie's is the new all-around camp. Junior superheroes will develop skills in swim, gymnastics, and arts and crafts. All-around camp at Christie's is for children 5 to 13 and runs Monday through Friday from 9 to 3:30 with trips to Skate Factory, swimming, and a weekly pizza party. Visit christiesfitness.com or call 772-563-0905. Don't forget to ask about preschool, swim school, and summer dance camps.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Bureau Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
The Fish Shack. Come visit. Enjoy our relaxed, playful atmosphere and unparalleled service. Located in the historic downtown Vero Beach, we offer both indoor and courtyard dining. So visit for lunch, dinner, or drinks. Try the Lobster Mac. That'll keep you coming back. And the specials include Tuesday, fish fry, Wednesday, lobster night, Thursday, all-you-can-eat tacos, happy hour 4 to 6, buy one, get one for 1 cent. Fish
Can't
Shack, it's
call
always a special day at Fish Shack.
Are we having too much fun? Is that possible? Oh, it is. It's Wine Wednesday on your drive home. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. We adore the fact that you tune in, and we just want to make sure that we're giving you information, giving you fun facts, telling you where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm in the studio with Miss Kitty Wagner. And Faye, I'm going to just do this again. Dominique.
You got it.
See, only if I do the hip. Only if I do the hip.
Do a little shoulder hip move. That was cool.
Dominique. I'm going to totally have this mastered soon. You'll see.
Sure.
2016
is right around the corner.
Was that exactly? It sure is. 6 months and counting. 6 months and counting. Is this your God-given name, this last name?
Yeah, it is my God. Well, family-given name.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if God was fully there.
He totally said that. Said. He just points. He just points and dictates. That's the way I want to live my life. Just point. You can with White Glove Moving, storage and delivery, by the way. You can just point and they will do exactly what you say. They'll place a box here. They'll hang a picture there. I'm just saying.
That's what happens when Hollywood.
They're phenomenal.
They are pretty phenomenal.
You guys have moved a bunch of stuff for me and it's cray cray.
You know, we just moved the Press Journal
and
downtown
way,
to the Seminole building.
I saw you guys doing that.
Did you like that?
You,
did you see me in the middle of the street taking pictures?
Your moving guys are...
handsome.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing. I know. 50 full-time, strong, handsome men that move things, place things, store things, deliver things, always with a smile. Best customer service. Like you would trust anyone else with your friends and family to move this summer season. Of course not. Or anytime.
They moved us too, and they were as sweet as they could be and so accommodating. Thanks.
You guys make me want to move.
Yeah.
Actually, they take all the sting out of it.
They do. Yeah. And you know, the best part is locally, we even do just one item pickups from various consignment stores and so forth. You know, you find a bed, you find an armoire, you find a perfect nightstand.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in your little car.
Yeah, a lot of people looking for
flat that. $50. Done. You're welcome.
Shopping.
Wait, how much was that?
Wow.
Flat $50.
That is awesome. I didn't know
Don't
that.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, yes. Shop away.
Anna.
Yes.
Take some White Glove cards to Restoration Hardware. They don't have anybody to move their stuff.
Oh, they do. I am their exclusive mover. They do.
Then
it's Anna
new.
Herself. I actually did
show up with Susan one day. We called ourselves two chicks in a truck.
I must have before they had that set up because they looked like a deer in the headlights when I asked them for help. And they gave me a card from somebody in Melbourne.
Oh, well, that's never happened again.
That was a while ago because I used those people in Melbourne when I bought some resto stuff for the Blue Star on the Beach.
But then the second time you bought it, we got it.
Yeah, you guys got it, which was great. But, you know, it was fine. But I thought, why am I using a firm out of Melbourne
When there are plenty of guys in town with trucks, and Anna's boys are dying to move my stuff for
me. Yes, I have 50 full-time employees with families. No pressure.
And
no
it
pressure,
show up no without pressure. That strange-looking scratch on it that I'm not sure how that happened.
Right. We don't want any of that. We want a reputable company to take care of those people. And again, Pac Mail Beachside, obviously. Come on now, Dr. Riley. Don't hold back. Just go ahead. Tell everyone how much you love
Pac
us again.
Pac Mail Beachside, I go there probably once a week. I'm
really?
Always
Who's
shipping
your favorite?
Things.
Who's
All
your
of
favorite
my children's
employee?
Names are in the computer.
Do you love Juan? Isn't that great service?
Everything's there,
programmed
pulled
in.
Up. Who are you sending it to? I tell them. They say, oh, yeah, here you go.
Isn't that perfect?
I don't even have to look in my phone.
I know. I don't have to.
They have it for me.
No, we're talking about Father's Day coming up soon. And I don't even, I just sent my Father's Day gift to my dad, of course. And I said, I have no idea. I can never remember the zip code up there. And they're like, oh, it's all programmed in. I'm like, I should
know really
this.
Nice
Do you ship children
there too?
Back to their fathers?
I never ship children. But you do. Couple extra
I thought that's
holes.
What the boxes with the holes were for.
Kids there safely.
Wait, that's why we're reading Flat Stanley on the National Summer Reading Day.
June 19.
You pack him flat in an envelope and send him on an adventure. Remember that, folks? When
I have
it
to
was
get rekindled.
Before.
I'm not familiar with
oh, that
this
was a
particular
great
series.
Book.
Let's take
book.
The let's he take the word everywhere. Morphing, and we all know that, you know, morphing kind of has a whole nother meaning. So talk Flat Stanley, 50 years old. This
is
a kid who just
a
go
birthday.
Flat, and you can take him anywhere, take a picture of him anywhere.
I
and
love
in
that.
Fact, that's the concept. Another thing that I'm saying about summer reading, and really I'm talking about summer thinking on your way to summer reading. The what if? What if you could go to Egypt? And what if you couldn't afford to go to Egypt? So maybe you could go in an envelope, and maybe somebody there would take a picture of you there. And that's the whole idea behind Flat Stanley. So Flat Stanley's just a
fun.
Creativity,
yeah.
What if kind of adventure.
You go on
it's
an RV
an
trip,
example.
You take Flat Stanley along, you take his picture
there
every
you
place
go.
You go.
Just take a picture of we'll Flat Stanley.
He's going to go to at least three places in the panhandle this week, I tell you what. It's going to be fun. It's going to be
gonna
fun.
Have fun.
So real quick, before we touch on the June 19th event for our Moonshot Moment, which is huge, epic. I'm so proud to be a part of it with both White Glove and Pac Mail. Vero Beach Magazine has The Loft. How many of you have been there to The Loft? Show
I
of
have.
Hands.
Yes.
We were there. We fantastic. Actually did their first event. It's lovely.
Isn't it gorgeous? So it's right there in the honor. Village Shops. And they have an opportunity for nonprofits to host board meetings there, to host various events there. It can easily accommodate 45 people. And it's just a great thing. And there they have a library, both for adults and children. It's at the foot of the stairs. And they say you can take a book so long as you replace the book.
Right. It's on the honor system. It's
on
lovely,
the honor system.
It's a lovely
system,
program.
And it's a little trade lemonade.
Very cool.
One of my favorite ways of doing business, y'all. Just saying. Ask Sally. And I encourage that if you haven't been by to visit the brand new Village Shops, not only does it look amazing.
It does.
But now you have Vero Beach Magazine loft style. And every archive of Vero Beach Magazine from many moons back, not just in the recent months, is available for you to peruse through. In addition, beautiful drawdown screen. So again, nonprofits that are listening, perhaps hint, hint, clue, clue, Learning Alliance, host a little meeting there.
We have, Vero Beach Magazine has let us use the space. We had something
And you loved it?
Beautiful.
Great experience? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
They're bringing in book writers, book clubs, and so forth, and it's sort of like meet the author dinners that will be wow. catered by Citron and so forth. So that's lots of good things to
it's an amazing
be on the lookout for.
They did a lovely job for the setup, and all the furniture is movable, so it can be customized to whatever meeting, whatever program, whatever event you're doing within the facility. The technology is great.
Big
it's
Brothers,
soundproof.
Big Sisters. We're going to be talking about a meeting there.
There you go, Dr. Riley. That's what we're striving for. Okay, Marie, June 19th, tell us all about it. Make sure that people
so
are saving
June 19th
the date.
Is National Summer Learning Day. Here in Indian River County, we are celebrating it. We're offering a free family pajama pizza party at the Heritage Center from 5:30 to 7:30.
Right downtown.
And we're right across from Blue Star.
How Yay. Convenient.
And right by the park, too, so you can have the kids run around at the park, come by from 5:30 to 7:30. We will have pizza and moon pies. We're going to have free books for the kids. So it's really geared for families with kids kind of age 4 to 12.
And then the balance of those books will be spread throughout the various organizations that have summer camps, correct?
We
Boys
will.
And Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, all the works.
The
yeah?
city, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so we'll
perfect.
Be visiting. We'll celebrate the whole country celebrating on June 19th. we're going to go to some of the different camps that week to celebrate. So camps who are too busy on Friday, we're going to visit other camps and do a little summer learning day celebration.
Sharing the love of reading. Miss Kitty Wagner, Blue Star, this weekend we are going to find
the Big Blues Jam Extravaganza, Nasty Habits. And then Saturday night, the Jacks and Tumbleweed sharing the exact same
outside
stage.
Outside party.
Whoop, outside whoop. Party, no breaks. They're going to be killing it from 8 o'clock on. It's going to be amazing.
And if you're lucky, it's going to be freshly redesigned with florals by Faye.
Oh, yeah.
We will see.
My sister from another mister. Visit the Vero Insider.com. Support our sponsors. Until next time, cheers. Hey.